From the heart of the city, where the beat meets the rhythm of your day, it's Shauna and Lala.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com and on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. You could follow me on Instagram at TheRealShaunaMay. And Lala, what's your Instagram?
Follow me at Bella_Lala125.
And Lala's video of Julina on TikTok is still climbing the charts.
Yeah. Let me see where we're at right now. I mean, we'll see how long it's like this because, you know, they said they're taking down TikTok this week. But I'm at 1.9 million views on her video. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yep. So, yeah, she's getting popular out there.
Has it been all good feedback?
Yeah, I still have the occasional, I'd say maybe a handful. I haven't read through all the comments because I can't keep up. But only a handful have said, why are you exploiting your child? You should take this off. This should be a private video. I hate people who put their child or exploit their child. So I've had those. I'd say maybe what I've seen, like seven people said that out of thousands. And then, no, just the washing the hands. She didn't wash her hands. She didn't wash her hands. I keep saying that.
She's two.
She's two. And it was like they're taking it so serious, the video. It's like her just showing me how to potty train, you know? Like, you think it's going to be that perfect? Come on. It's like she did everything else. And they, yeah, I get it. Whatever. That's the internet for you. And I don't know how these celebs do it or people with a lot of followers, because you read some of the comments and people are nasty, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
On people, on other, not on my stuff, but like, I couldn't handle that, I don't think. Because I always thought, I'm like, yeah, I could handle it, just ignore it. But when I was seeing people writing that I'm exploiting my child, I got like mad inside. Like, I wanted to write back, like, ah, you know what I mean? But I don't know how to do it.
I don't know either. I mean, I guess you just gotta ignore it.
Yeah, but it's hard. Like, what if they're making, like, for instance, we follow that girl, Wheelchair Rapunzel.
Yeah.
And people are so mean to her. Like, I understand she does some bad stuff, but I'm talking about, like, picking apart her looks, saying you look disgusting, you're dirty, your hair's greasy. Like, I'd want to hide under my bed, like, and never go online again, you know?
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
I couldn't handle that.
I mean, you can't help the way you look, but yeah, I mean,
yeah, you can if someone's doing something wrong, yeah, fine, comment about it. But to judge or to make mean, like, horribly mean comments about someone's looks.
I have seen some comments on her page that I'm like, oh my God.
Right? Horrible.
Yeah. Very, very negative.
Yep.
Yeah, I would cry. Yeah. Absolutely.
It would make me depressed if someone was picking me apart, or thousands of people were picking me apart, or millions, you know. That's a lot to take on, to take, you know. You can't. Yeah.
I would probably block them.
Yeah. A lot of blocking.
I wonder if she does, because I would.
They probably do, but they can't keep up with it. It's just like random people coming on and, oh gosh. Yeah. It's the internet is crazy, scary. It can be good and it can be bad.
Yeah. And which we talk about all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
But with Wheelchair Rapunzel, a lot of it is the way she parents.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And that's what I said. I don't care about those comments. And I think you should call people out when they are. If they're putting their life out there and they're doing something wrong, not safe, you know, dangerous, call them out. Tell them, you know, all that. But then there's no need to pick on their physical looks.
Yeah.
You know, that something they were born with. She has a disability and they just rip her apart. And I'm like, I just don't like that part of the internet, you know?
Yeah, I don't either. I would block them. I would delete the comments.
Yeah.
There's no reason to be mean.
No, like, would you say that to someone in person? You wouldn't. And that's,
no.
And that's what it's, if you wouldn't say it to their face, then don't make a comment, you know. If you couldn't go up to her and go, you look greasy and dirty and disgusting and whatever else, you know, they wouldn't. No, 9 out of 10 people would not be able to do that. So don't. No. Write it.
No, absolutely not. They're keyboard warriors.
Yeah, keyboard warriors. Speaking of parenting, you know, her parenting is what's in question. We've probably touched upon this before on the show. Gentle parenting, have we talked about that? I don't know.
I think we have.
Yeah.
So, you know that I don't agree with
it. Yeah, me and Shauna are not for gentle parenting because I think people use it wrong. I understand the concept of it. I get, like, some parts of it are great, but a lot of it is bad. And I think a lot of it is really hurting the future generation. And the generation that right now, you know, they had more gentler parenting. And we have a really bad generation of kids coming out. You know, it's getting worse and worse.
It is. Yeah. I mean, we see it all the time in the moms groups.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get kicked out, by the way? Or did you write back?
I never wrote back. I didn't get kicked out. I like, you know, forgot about it with all the craziness of life going on. But no, I didn't get kicked out.
Okay. But yeah, so, you know, we see it all the time. You know, I saw it last night, actually. A parent was saying that she doesn't agree with spanking unless your child really needs it.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought her husband went a little overboard.
Oh, I saw that one.
And she said something and he flipped out on her.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm leaving. And, you know, I don't know what happened. But, you know, there's parents that go too far.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're screaming at the kid and the kid is just like shaking. Like,
yeah.
There's no reason for that.
No. Or hitting them, beating them, you know. There's no reason to get to that point.
No. At that point, you need help.
Yes. As the parent, you need help. It's not good for the kid. And I will never agree with that. Do I agree that certain kids at certain points in certain situations need a good spank on the butt?
Oh, absolutely.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Yes. And I've seen it before multiple times. Multiple different people in my life in public that, like, strangers I didn't know. But I remember witnessing one time where this kid was acting like a complete psychopath. He was like 5 or 6. I can't remember. He was acting like it was crazy how he was acting. And the kid wanted his tablet.
Yeah, you were at the mall. I remember this.
Yeah. He wanted his tablet. And he wanted his tablet. And he wanted his tablet. And his parent, his mother was like, no, no, no. His dad was like, no, no, no. You're not getting it. You're acting like a brat. And the kid was like kicking the wall, screaming. This devilish voice coming out like, I want it. I want it. I need my tablet. And I'm sitting there like just eavesdropping and listening and watching like, what the hell? You know? And it was scary. And the parents were like, no, you're not getting it. Stop it. Stop it. Jonathan, stop it. Stop acting like that. Come on. You can't act like that. Come on. And the, like, gentle parenting. He's like, I want it. Give me my tablet. And like the exorcist, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, they're gonna smack him. They're gonna scream in a minute. They're gonna like rip him out and drag him out of the mall. No. What do you think they did?
They gave it to him.
They gave him the freaking tablet. I was just like, my mouth was open, like, all right, what? What? Do you know what you just taught this child?
Yeah.
That he can act like a complete psycho? Disrespectful brat, and he gets rewarded with a tablet because you want a gentle parent and not, I'm not going to say beat his ass, but give him a spanking and take him into the car and take him home and put him in his room and say, that's not how we act. You're going home and you're not doing anything, right?
I know. Yeah, I see it all the time.
So I see it, like I said, out in public like that with strangers, and I've seen it with family, cousins, little cousins, seen it with friends and their kids. And I'm like, how don't these people see that their kid is acting like a complete crazed child? And then they give in to the behavior and they talk gently to them and give them, like, they reward them for the behavior. Just because you're talking nice to your kid, like, we should not do this, and they keep acting like that, okay, you're not supposed to do this, but here's your prize. Like, they're learning to act like that. No matter how calm you talk, you're not changing them. They're just like, all right, mom and dad are pushovers, and I'm going to get what I want if the more I act out. They're not going to yell at me. They're not going to hit me. They're not going to punish me. They're going to give me what I want.
Yeah, because they want the kid to shut up.
Yeah. And that's what I've noticed is, like, even that situation, well, they wanted the kid to stop acting like that because it was stressing them out, and they were probably embarrassed. I get it. You're in public. So they gave in. But no, you just remove the child from that situation. Do not give in. You remove them. And I know it's going to suck, but that you have to teach them, you know? And to people in their own homes, yeah, you're not removing them, but you put them in their room. You don't give in. You say you're going to act, even in a calm voice, do it then. You're going to act like that? No, you're not getting it. Go in your room and tell me what you did wrong. And I want you to sit in your room for 5 minutes and come out and tell me what you think you did wrong. That's the kind of parenting I like, you know? But I put up like a story this morning, and it was about gentle parenting. And that's why I'm talking about this, because, you know, it was brought up. So I saw this post and it said, while there is so much beauty in the gentle parenting, I deeply fear that in its extreme form, it is hurting our children. Parents are unintentionally raising a generation of children who are entitled, lack resilience, and are run by their emotions. You can understand and empathize with your child's perspective and still allow them to experience the painful consequences of their actions. And I got a bunch of people writing me, some close friends, some people I don't really know. Some people agreed, some people didn't agree. And they're like, well, no, it's good to do gentle parenting. There has to be a balance. Like my one friend was saying that. And like, absolutely. Like there should be a balance. It should be, for every situation should be handled differently.
But if you act up, if like Juliana acts up, mm-hmm. you take her and you deal with the situation.
Yeah.
And she stops. And yeah. if she doesn't stop, you
I take escalate her my
out of the yeah. situation and you take her home or whatever.
Or I escalate discipline. My how my discipline. I might start out gentle parenting, like, Juliana, we don't do this, you know, that's not nice, that's blah blah blah. She's only two, so there's only so much you can do. But then it becomes to a point where, you know, once she's not listening or she's acting like a crazed child, which is normal at two, I understand, we take her, we remove her from the situation, and I'll put her in her playpen and you stay there. And when she comes and tries to get out, we put her back in. We don't give in to her behavior. And it starts young. Like, you don't give in. I don't just go, okay, here, take a tablet, or here, take this donut, or here, take the ice cream you want or toy you want. You can't do that. And I feel like a lot of people that do gentle parenting, I've witnessed them do that. It's like, here, just shut up, take this, go. You know?
Well, they do that, yeah. I mean, even if they're not in trouble, even if, you know, we've seen it on summer breaks, mm-hmm. where kids are just totally on their tablets 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Because they don't, the parents don't want to be bothered.
They don't, yeah. I think that's a lot of the parenting nowadays, which I get it. Our parents are probably the same way in a different way, is like, hey, leave me alone. My, like, back in the old days, it was get outside and play. I don't want to see you. So it was, but it that was better than sitting in front of electronics, because you're using your, we talked about this, I'm not going to go backwards, but using our imaginations, building things, creating things, running outside in the fresh air with vitamin D beating down on us from the sun, you know? Like, that was good, even though our parents didn't want to deal with us. Now it's like, here you go. I know this is bad for you, but here you go. Leave me alone. I don't think that's good. But back to the gentle parenting aspect, it's just like, yeah, I know a girl. She has three kids, and she believes in gentle parenting. Like, she preaches it. She yells at my other friend, because my other friend doesn't gentle parent, and she's constantly yelling, like, you need to gentle parent. You're, you know, this is how you do it. You're doing it wrong. Whenever she hears my other friend yelling at her kids, she's like, steps in. She's like, let me handle it. I'll show you how to gentle parent. Like, always about this gentle parenting stuff. And her kids are complete shit shows. I'm not trying to be mean. They are so bad, Shauna, so bad that no one wants to be around them.
Really?
Yeah. Like, when we have friend events, the first thing all of our friends ask is, that person going to be there with her kids? If so, I'm not coming. And that's the God's honest truth. No one wants to be around her and her kids mainly. They could deal with her, you know, but not her kids. And that's sad, you know?
It shouldn't be like that.
No, but it's because of her parenting.
But does she know that?
No, she doesn't know it. I don't think she knows it. You know, she'll say, oh, you know, they're just little, they're wild. But it's more than wild. It's more than wild. It's like, they're animals. And she gentle parents. So obviously it's not working. Like, they need a smack on the butt. They need timeouts, like major timeouts. They need things taken away. Like, they need you to freaking lose your cool a few times, you know, to say, whoa, mom is the authoritative figure here and we need to respect her, you know.
Yeah.
But they have no respect. So, I don't know. It's just a fine line. Like, my parenting with Gio is, we used to smack his hand when he was little, when he did stuff wrong. Because my husband said, we got to start now. So he learns his boundaries. He learns, like, this, things have consequences.
Yeah.
And I know people didn't agree with us hitting his hands. They said, oh, he's gonna hit back. He's going to learn hitting. He never did. And I talked to him. My one friend who does, gentle parent, she told me at a young age for him, try talking to him. And she was right. She was honestly right, and I appreciate that advice she gave me, because it worked. Like, sitting him down, what did you do? Tell mommy why you did that. What's going on? You know, how can we not do that? Do you know why mommy's upset? Can you repeat that? You know, and she was right with that. And I've utilized that throughout his life now. And it does work. Yeah. You know, but I lose my cool when he's not listening and he's being bad. He gets, you know, his tablet taken away for months, weeks. There are consequences and punishments. And it's not just a day. It's not just an hour. It's he knows it's like going to be days or weeks or months of losing something. So in turn, he doesn't do those things now because he's like, mom means business. You know, I'm not going to throw a tantrum and she's going to give it to me in an hour because she doesn't want me to bother her anymore. You know, so he knows, and he's a really good kid. And the one thing I love, and it shows how good of a kid he is, everyone always wants to be around him. All my friend groups, all they do is text me on how respectful he is, how good he is, how sweet he is, how, you know, like how well behaved. And he is. And I want that. Like, I never wanted a kid that everyone despised or was annoyed by, or they didn't want to be around him, or they didn't want him at their house. Like, I never wanted that. And me and Mike never wanted that because we hated those kids. You know, I still don't like those kind of kids. So I think I did something right, you know?
Yeah. But what do you do in that situation where you're having a party and you want your friend to be there, other kids are going to be there,
but you don't but want,
you don't
their,
want
kids.
Their kids there.
I know. We've run into this problem many, many, many times. It's very stressful because I get it. I'm a parent. You're always going to be protective of your kids. You're always going to get offended if someone says something bad about them. You're going to maybe break a friendship up if you say, hey, like, your kid is not behaved and we really don't want them here. How do you say that? You can't.
Yeah.
So what we've done in the past was just like either A, not invite them at all, or say no kids allowed. And then we still have like last minute, like, oh, well, they had to bring their kid because they couldn't get a babysitter. You know, the kids that are more behaved. Yeah. We've said to their parents, like, you can bring them. You know, we'll just make an excuse why they're here, you know. And that's horrible to have to do because I would love to sit down with the parent and say, hey, we want you to come, but your kid is not behaving. And it kind of takes away from the party. It kind of ruins the event. And I hate telling you this because I know it's hard to hear, but you know, we can't have them here. So yeah, it's tough. I don't know. Those are the two things we've done. Is
it's
lie.
Hard.
Yeah,
it's really hard because how do you say that to a kid? I mean, to a parent.
Yeah, you can't.
You know? And then the parent will say, "Oh, well, Lauren doesn't want you here."
Yeah. Or they don't want you talking to them anymore. Like, it could break up a friendship. And you've seen, probably personally, like, telling a parent something about their child and they get all defensive and,
yeah,
oh, not my child. How dare you say that? I don't like being that kind of parent, and I never will. I let people give me criticism on my child to a point. Like, if you're going to be a complete dick to me about him, like, no. Not that anyone ever has. But, like, my daughter, Jelena, is hard. She's tough. So when people say, like, oh, my God, I would watch her, but, you know, she's crazy or this. I don't get insulted. I'm like, girl, I totally hear you. Don't worry about it. She is. She's crazy. I have self-awareness of my children and their flaws, their shortcomings. You know, they're good and they're bad. And I'm aware of it. And I'm fine if you tell me. But 99% of the parents out there, they're not aware of their children's behaviors. They think their kids are angels when they're not. And they're not aware of, like, they're just not aware of the situation, and they'll get really mad at you and not talk to you anymore. So you, like, you can't, what do you do?
I know. It's really tough. I mean, how do you not know, though, that your kid is an animal and off the wall?
I don't know. Like,
bad.
My sister's son, and she's going to listen to this and she won't get mad at me. My sister's son is wild and crazy and very difficult. I love him. He's my nephew. I love him. And he's super sweet too, and like super helpful, very smart. But
every time I've seen him, he's been well behaved.
Yeah. he can be. But when he's at my house and he's comfortable, or I'm at his house and he's comfortable, or my dad's like, and the kids are there, it's just like he does not stop. He's running, bouncing off the walls, throwing crap, ripping things apart. Like, he's like a crazed animal, you know? And she'll tell me, like, he's wild. I don't know what to do with him. And I'll say the same thing to her. I love him, but yeah, he is crazy. You know, he yoked Jelena the other day, grabbed her by her throat, threw her on the floor. And it's like, oh my God. But
she parents him and
she parents him, and she's aware. She's aware of his behavior. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about here. So other parents who maybe have a kid like that would be like, no, he's so good. He's amazing. My child's perfect. What are you talking about? And then they'll never talk to you again. My sister's like, yeah, my child is crazy. He's wild. He's driving me nuts. I don't know what to do with him. I just want, you know, I want to strangle him, whatever. She's aware, and she's not insulted if you say so, you know? I mean, well, she can be insulted. We all can. As parents, we're always going to get defensive of our children. But I think we always know the truth behind it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, gentle parenting. The whole basis of this our conversation is that I think it's ruining children and definitely ruining them for the future because they're just becoming entitled. They cannot handle their emotions. You tell them no. Every kid's going to not like to hear no, but these kids freak out. They flip out. They cry. If something goes wrong, they can't handle disappointment.
No.
They flip out.
And what are they going to do in the real world?
That's the problem, Shauna. That's our next generation of employees and bosses. Like, we're screwed.
Like, oh, I don't feel like going to school today.
Or work.
So
or
I'm not going to go.
Yeah. Or you can't tell me no. That's what bosses say now. A lot of their employees don't like authority. They like, oh, you're going to tell me no. I'm leaving. I'm quitting. Like, there's no respect because their parents, they had no respect for their parents. The parents never showed them, hey, when I tell you something, you have to listen. It's more like, oh, okay, Michelle, now you should listen to mommy. Or mommy's upset. Okay, now go play again. What the hell? You talk to them and the kid's like, la-da-da-da-da. That's what they're hearing in their head. Okay, I could play? Okay, cool. That's all I heard is I was bad. Mommy talked to me in a really sweet voice and I went and played. You know?
Yeah.
And even if they do understand what mommy's saying, like as they got older, they still aren't learning consequences because mommy's giving in and giving them what they want or allowing the behavior, allowing their, you know, we said they have no resilience, like a situation that is so silly, but they're getting upset over it and acting crazy. And the mom is giving into that behavior by not by saying, hey, toughen up. Okay, deal with this right now. The parents don't say that anymore. They go, oh my gosh, okay, I understand why you feel this way. I understand you're upset. I understand this is not making you very happy or comfortable, okay? All right, mommy's going to fix it for you so you feel comfortable again. And then they give into that behavior. The kid is just learning, okay, this is how I handle disappointments or things that I don't like, and it's not helping. I'm sorry, it's not.
It's all I get my way.
Yeah. And some kids do. I told my friend today, some kids do flourish with gentle parenting. They do. But again, it's not a one size fits all. Every kid is different. And I don't think it should be a blanket gentle parenting on all kids because some kids need the harsh discipline. They need the tough discipline. They need the harsh consequences. Some kids don't. So you need to look at your child and know my kids are, this one's this one's that. This works with this one and this one doesn't work. You know, you need to be self-aware as a parent to see that and not blanket that parenting on both kids or three kids or five kids, however many kids you have.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's just my thoughts on it.
And that's our show for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check us out at ShaunaAndLala.com and follow us on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. You could follow me on Instagram at The Real Shauna May.
And follow me at Bella_Lala125.